Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Cindy Meyer, and this is the Spirit Seeker Hour. And we will be talking about the ancient divination method of I Ching. And Rusty Levin is with us tonight. Rusty, are you there?
Yes, I am, Cindy.
Okay, great. And Rusty wears a lot of different hats, and but the one that she will be wearing tonight is that of an I Ching master. She's studied this method, and I've had I Ching readings by her, and I've always been drawn to the I Ching. I've tossed the sticks before, and I've done the coins, and I have a set of it all around here. One day when I find it, I'm going to be giving it to Rusty, because this is not a simple thing to master. So my hat is off to you, Rusty.
Well, thank you.
So just a little bit, I just want to mention that Spirit Seeker is an online magazine that is published monthly and has been done so for almost 14 years now. It started off as a newsletter that was quarterly, and then in 1997 it became a regular tabloid-style magazine in the Midwest, and it was six times a year, and then in 2002 it became a monthly magazine. So Rusty, one of the hats that she wears besides the Master of the I Ching, is our graphic artist. And Rusty, I don't know if you've seen our new issue, the August issue, but it's absolutely divine. It looks great.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I just came home from 12 days on a little journey, and I came home and it was in my entryway, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And for those of you that are wanting more abundance in your life, more prosperity, more blessings in different ways, shapes, and form, Goddess Lakshmi is on the cover of our August issue. And you can see that at www.spiritseeker.com. And if you would like me to send you a notice each month when the new issue is online, all you have to do is drop me a note to info@spiritseeker.com, and then you will get a nice little reminder in your email box, and you can click right on it and go straight to the Spirit Seeker site and read it online. So Goddess Lakshmi is the Hindu goddess of abundance, and what she says is that you must always be aware of your thoughts. And if you have thoughts that there's not enough, that like when you get money you have to hold on to it because, you know, there might not be enough and you can't dare let it go, then that's going to create a deficit and a lack. Instead, she's always shown with one hand reaching out and receiving, and then the other hand, the coins are falling from her hand, knowing that when we're in the divine flow, receiving and giving, that all is abundant and works, you know, wonderfully. So and this was painted by a lady from, oh my gosh, Macedonia, and she and her husband own Broadway Beans, which is a coffee house in St. Louis on Broadway. And you'll see the little write-up from her. And I haven't been there yet. Several of my staff have. And you walk into this coffee house, and you're surrounded by all of these beautiful paintings. So I really, really feel honored and privileged to have that on our cover. Okay, so I have just a little tidbit in our September issue. You will read about my journey. I just returned from 12 days in Florida, starting off in Pompano Beach. I was with my daughter for 5 days, and we were in Pompano, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami, and we were looking at University of Miami's Law School, which is absolutely gorgeous, and I would love for my daughter to pick that college, but I have to be, you know, it's her choice. She's paying the ticket for the law school, and then I'll be in Chicago next weekend looking at law schools with her. So you'll read about my adventures, and boy, did I have some adventures, and all of that will be in our September issue of Spirit Seeker. Okay, so now I want to welcome Rusty. And Rusty, if you will let our listeners know, what is the I Ching and how did it come to be and how did you wind up being drawn to this? Because, I mean, seriously, it's a complicated system. But, I mean, and I can't remember how old it is. I just know it's ancient.
Well, it is very ancient, actually, and it's the number one wisdom book of China, and it is the foundation for Chinese culture and Chinese philosophy, like Confucianism and Taoism. It's the root of a lot of Chinese medicine and art, like acupuncture, and it also influences Tai Chi and Feng Shui. So it is ancient. It began, some people say 3,000 to 4,000 years ago, and some books say 8,000 years ago. So it has been around a very long time. It was designed to answer people's most fundamental questions. In my personal opinion, it's a way to mirror what is inside of us that sometimes we can't actually get to that point where we can verbalize what our intuition is trying to say to us, or what our DNA is trying to say to us. It really goes in and mirrors exactly what's going on from a day-to-day basis, or sometimes hour to hour, depends upon what's going on in your life. And it really is designed to keep one in harmony, just as the Tao does. I don't know, I've studied the Tao and the Tao Te Ching, and it's brother and sister with the I Ching. So it's about staying in harmony, staying in cosmic order, and trying to stay upon the correct path.
You know, that's interesting with the feng shui piece. I completely forgot that part of it. And listeners, I'm a feng shui consultant. So tonight, when we do the readings, Rusty will be coming from the perspective of the I Ching, and then I will tag in. I'm a clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant. I'm the clair girl, which just mainly means that, you know, I'm not a tarot reader. What I am is I just listen, see, hear, and I do pull cards, but I'm also a feng shui consultant. So we'll just come from all different angles tonight with your questions and the wisdom. But, you know, that makes sense because, you know, when the mountain is shown in the I Ching, oftentimes it's either reaching new heights or it could be, can it also be earth stepping in to stop you on that path?
Well, the I Ching is based upon 64 hexagrams. And what is the feng shui based upon?
The ancient Bagua, where there are 9 areas of the Bagua. So when you change one area, you know, there's 9 areas. It's wealth and prosperity, fame and reputation, relationships, children and creativity, helpful people and travel, career, knowledge and self-cultivation, and health and family. And then the center is called the center. But in the ancient Chinese books, it says Tai Chi. Because if your center of your home, it's like the center in like the wheel, the spokes of a wheel. All other 8 areas come from that center. So if the center of your home is very balanced and in, you know, harmony and peaceful and yet energetic, then everything else works. So in the center of your home, you would never have the fire element. You would never want that much intensity. You would want it to feel more balanced. So the colors for your center are earth tones and yellow, and it's actually ruled by more earth. And feng shui is wind and water. And the wind and water within all areas, you want to balance it. And then there's the Chinese 5 elements. So 5 of the 9 areas of the Bagua have an element, but then as a consultant, this is where a lot of people say, well, I already feng shui'd my home, but they don't get the 5 elements of the Chinese. And then with Chinese, there's nourishing cycles and there's diminishing cycles. So sometimes like fire feed or wood feeds fire and metal cuts wood. So there's all these like different cycles you have to understand. And then what we do is we, you know, if an area is ruled by an element, like career is ruled by water. So even though feng shui is wind and water, the career area is totally ruled by water. And so when you hear the sound of water or see a picture of water, in your mind you think new opportunities are coming my way. And there's depth and opportunity. So you don't want a shallow career. You want to have depth and opportunities coming. So every time you hear the sound of the water, you just envision in your mind new opportunities coming my way. But then on top of that, each area has to have the five elements balanced, as well as the enhanced element if that area is ruled by it. So there's a lot more to feng shui. I mean, and I just continue to learn. And I've also studied Vastu, which is the Hindu form of feng shui. And some people say that's even older. And, you know, it's just, it's hard to know. All I know is that the stuff works.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And the I Ching, you know, to me, the I Ching and feng shui, I can see, I just never really thought about that correlation, but I can totally see it.
Well, the I Ching has 64 hexagrams, and generally speaking, when you do a reading, you toss six coins, pennies, or you toss three pennies six times, excuse me, and depending upon how the pennies fall, it will direct you to a hexagram, and sometimes the hexagram will have a change in it, and if there's a change, it means that the first hexagram that you receive is your present time, and the second hexagram that you receive is moving into your future, giving you some insight into how things might change or occur. So it is called an oracle. The ancient Chinese believed that it could predict happenings or events or give you the best possible answer for any situation that you may have a question about, such as family, life, about with your mate or career or business or health, those sort of questions that we all have brewing inside of our brains about everything that's going on around us. So I can see totally how the feng shui and I Ching are totally compatible with one another. And it'll be interesting to see what we come up with tonight.
Absolutely. Okay, so callers, if you have a question, you just hit 1 on your phones, and then that raises a flag, and then Nate, our producer, will let me know that there's a question from a caller in the queue. And those of you in the chat room tonight, by all means, just send your messages through the chat room. And in that case, the way that works is that Nate will see your questions on his screen. I will learn how to do this one day, but I like to totally open the channel and be present when I do the readings, and so it's kind of hard to do all these things at once. So Nate will see your question, then he will verbally read it on the air, and then Rusty and I will give the reading. And then if you want to give us feedback, then that's fine. The other thing is for all of you listeners, a lot of you are finding your way to the show through Spirit Seeker, and it really helps my ratings. If you go to Blog Talk and you register, Nate, are you there by chance? Okay, he may have stepped away for a second, but when Nate comes back, I'll have him explain it. But basically, Nate, can you explain to the listeners, please, and myself one more time, how they can help my ratings? It's basically, I know they have to sign up on Blog Talk, but I don't know how to do that.
Well, they actually, if they sign up as a listener, they're allowed access to the chat room in its full capacity, which means they're able to talk to other people. The other thing that it does is also, if they friend us as a show, it gives us a higher rating in that category, which we're in the spirituality category, and it allows us to be higher up so that eventually we'll be on the very first page whenever anybody goes to the spirituality category.
Okay,
not only
so
that,
where,
if we're in the top three, then we can actually be featured more often on the main Blog Talk page when it comes up. But the biggest thing is just spreading the word, getting more people to listen to either the live shows, hopefully, because we're doing free readings, or if they can't get that information, they can listen to the archives. As long as they're listening to the show in some capacity, we will get credit for it, and our ratings will go up.
So where do they friend the show? Where do they become a Blog Talk friend of Cindy Meyer?
Right on the Cindy Meyer site. So if they go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Cindy Meyer.
And Cindy Meyer is spelled a little differently. It's C-Y-N-D-E, meyer.com. The other thing is Cindy Meyer has a Facebook page, and I always send out my notices through there, and Nate sends out, you know, a notice through Blog Talk. So if you're a friend, you get the notice, and if you're a Facebook friend of Cindy Meyer or Spirit Seeker Magazine, we have two Facebook, there's a Spirit Seeker Magazine page as well as a Cindy Meyer page. And sometimes I forget to send it out from the Spirit Seeker, so I apologize. I'm going to be much better with that. But, you know, if you want to be our friend, then you get a notice that way too. And as I said earlier, there's lots of ways to stay in touch. And I have some really amazing shows coming up. I have some really good authors that we're working with Spirit Seeker Magazine from Hay House Publishing. And I also work with a lot of publicists, East Coast, West Coast. I just arrived after being gone 12 days. And I kid you not, I have 8 CDs and 6 books staring me in the face. And these are all things that, you know, we review in Spirit Seeker. And just some really good books are coming out right now. So cutting-edge stuff, and we just appreciate it. So lots of ways to show support through the magazine, through, you know, the Facebook pages, but mainly through Blog Talk. That increases the ratings, and that, you know, gives, you know, it just really helps. So I'm grateful. Okay, so do we have anyone with a question?
Not at the moment.
Oh, we don't. All right. Well, Rusty, I have a question.
Yes.
If you would be kind enough, while I was gone, I have a new salesperson in Kansas City, and she's open. Spirit Seeker is in St. Louis, Missouri, and in Kansas City, and we worked, the new salesperson worked the Bliss Fest for me in Kansas City, and I've had messages from a lot of different people that Spirit Seeker in Kansas City is just ready to finally open after being there for almost 2 years. So my question is, what do you see for the future of Spirit Seeker in Kansas City?
Okay, let me toss the coins. It takes a second.
That's okay. So while Rusty is doing that, do you mind if I talk?
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so Spirit Seeker can be found in St. Louis, Columbia, Missouri, and Kansas City, Missouri, and then we're also throughout all kinds of little small towns throughout Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, which was named one of the top 10 cities to live in. But then we're also in, like, Rollo, Missouri, which is a little bit smaller, and then we're in Illinois, Collinsville, Belleville, all these different areas. And new to Spirit Seeker, as of this issue, is a healthy eating restaurant and wine guide. Most of these restaurants will be in Kansas City and St. Louis, but we have articles on healthy eating and different different wines. Like, we have an author from Missouri who wrote about the Norton wine, and if you like red wine, the Norton wine is known throughout the world. Really, but it's indigenous. It's kind of known in Missouri. It's a great wine. So one of the I forget the vineyard. I think it's St. James Winery. I might be wrong on that, though. You'll have to read the article, and we dropped it in while I was gone. So it's in the healthy eating section, and then there's a wonderful some recipes from Chef Lauren McCabe, and just some really good, you know, tips on how to eat healthier and stay cool during the summer months.
Okay, well, I have the reading for you if you're ready, Cindy.
I am ready. I'm going to get my pen to take notes. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we have two hexagrams that popped up. The first hexagram is hexagram 27, and that hexagram is called nourishing. And this hexagram, the first hexagram, always represents the present time that you are in. And when you have a change to a second hexagram, that means that there are changing lines, and those changing lines are significant. What this hexagram is saying is that you have been nourishing this idea for a long time, and you've been giving proper nourishment to it, this idea of Spirit Seeker being in Kansas City, to Spirit Seeker itself, and to yourself and others. When I talk about the I Ching presents itself in a, just as you probably know, as feng shui. It has a lot of metaphors that the interpretations that I'm going to give you, I'm kind of going to skip over the metaphors because it can take up a lot of dialogue. So I'm going to tell you what the basic gist of what it's saying to me right now.
Okay.
The correct nourishing of yourself and others is the focus of this time. That's this present time that you've been in. When your endeavors involve the nourishing of others, it is important that they are worthy of such support. If you consistently nourish superior persons, you will in turn provide nourishment for others. So if you've been nourishing this with the proper attitude, the proper energy, et cetera, you will see the benefits of that. The changing lines, let's go to the second line is one that changed. And I will read this to you verbatim because this is important information. Although you are able to properly nourish yourself in this situation, you rely upon inappropriate methods or persons to fulfill your needs. If this continues, it will rob you of your independence and create an unhealthy state of mind, and difficulties will follow. Now, the third line is also changing, and so I'm going to read that to you. The second line was significant, but as the lines move in towards the middle, they are more significant than the previous one. So this one is actually more significant than the first one that I just read to you.
Okay.
You cannot be fully nourished because you are too busy looking for nourishment in the wrong places. In doing this, you turn away from others who might help you, and therefore you achieve nothing. This is eccentric and dangerous behavior. So basically it's telling you that this cycle of nourishing will have an indirect yet profound impact on your life. And what you need to do is exercise unrelenting discipline over your thought patterns. Mm-hmm. Cultivate only productive opinions and attitudes in order to properly nourish this endeavor. If you are engaged in activity at this time, keep your mind as calm and relaxed as possible and avoid excited and opinionated outbursts. Instead, express yourself with moderation. Pay special attention to what you allow to enter your sphere of awareness, and at the same time, avoid excessive indulgence. So that's what the present time is. Does that sound correct to you at all?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I had a salesperson that I absolutely love and adore, but, you know, she's just had nothing but family issues. And I knew this, and I saw this, and I really should have done something before now. And what happened is I realized it. I'm like, you know, I'm spinning my wheels, and I knew it, you know. But then I kept thinking, okay, you're nourishing it, you're feeding it, it will come around. Well, then I just got clear, and I attracted this amazing person who is now on the Spirit Seeker team. And, you know, but it took me saying, okay, God, I know I'm on the right track. It's just I need to change the way I'm doing it. And the minute I said that, then things shifted.
Well, it has shifted, and it seems there is something that's going to be shifting into the future. Now, the future in a I Ching terms could be 5 minutes from now. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. I don't know when the future is going to be in relationship to this hexagram. But this is what the future does hold for you somewhere along the line. Hexagram 26 was your second hexagram that appeared, and it is called the Taming Power of the Great, also called Potential Energy. And because you are in a possession of a great deal of stored potential energy right now, you may now undertake ambitious and far-reaching endeavors. The timing of such efforts is of vast importance, but the ability to control, direct, restrain, or store your powers will bring you very good fortune. Also, the continual reevaluation of the correctness or worth of your plan is now a concern of major significance. You will find that the affairs of business lean toward the interest of public service. Any endeavors that provide goods and services that directly benefit others will meet with great success. You have at your disposal the accumulated knowledge of resources to launch a significant commercial enterprise. Be certain, however, that your objectives are worthwhile in the overall scheme of things. This is too great a time to waste on frivolous ventures. You possess a storehouse of potential psychological energy. There is no reason that it should not be used in a positive exchange. Personal relationships could blossom overnight. For greater success, hold to traditional values. view all feelings in the light of what has come before and what is expected by tradition. Pay particular attention to the continuing development of your character. The totality of what you have experienced has organized itself into an illuminated perspective of great clarity. This may be a real breakthrough in the maturing process. You have the potential energy for an enlightened insight that could change your life.
Wow. Thank you. And it feels right. And it's like, you know, what I'm realizing with Spirit Seeker Magazine is no matter where people read it, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, you know, with it being in Columbia and Kansas City and Springfield and St. Louis, and then we were just in Dallas. We had, you know, 1,000 magazines shipped to Dallas for a conference, and then we were in Chicago. And, you know, it's just really unlimited. And with it being an e-zine especially, there it is. So thank you so much, Rusty. Now, listeners, did you see how it's like it showed where I'd been with my thinking, where I kind of am now, and to not – and really it's this relentless focus and dedication in watching the thoughts. And that's true with feng shui. Feng shui is intention, 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 and then, like I said, when you hear the sound of the water and career, new opportunities coming my way, depth to my career – I mean, if you just put, you know, the sound of water and you don't really, like, have an attachment to it, it will still affect you. Anytime you have wind and water, the elements, movement, you know, and you don't want a hurricane, you want a nice balmy breeze, and you don't want a flood, you want a stream that trickles and meanders and takes you, you know, in your mind to, you know, this beautiful place. So Rusty, thank you. I mean, and that totally makes sense. It's like what I'm really getting is the unlimited possibilities here, and it's just creating a team, and then I have to manage the team. And I was just exhausted for a few months, and
right.
You know, four years ago is when I conceived to go to Kansas City, and then right as I conceived it, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So, you know, there was just a lot of stumbling blocks, and then I had a sales manager hired, but then she had a life change happen, and then I had another sales manager hired, and then she, you know, changed, and it's like, so I've really not had a sales manager there, but I also needed to get other things in place before I think I could go to the next level with things.
Well, it sounds like these are two very good hexagrams. It sounds like you've been nurturing this idea along, and now the energy has come to really take a hold of it.
Okay. Well, and I pulled two cards on it just to see what I would get, and, well, actually I pulled three. And the one was accept the gifts of the universe. The other was truth and integrity, which, you know, is my big deal. And then the other one is unconditional love and loving yourself and others no matter what the situation may look like. So I have loved Kansas City, and I know that I'm supposed to be there with the magazine, and I'm now going to attract the team to make that easy and effortless.
I agree.
All right. So, listeners, you can see. Okay, do we have someone with a question?
We do, and her name is Cindy as well.
Okay. It's Debbie?
No, it's Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. As well. I couldn't hear you. Okay, all right. Okay, great.
Hi there.
Hi, Cindy.
How are you?
We're great.
Good,
So welcome to the call, and how may we help you tonight?
Well, gosh, I think I would like you to read my love life.
Okay, is there a specific question or just...
Yeah, yes, actually, there is. I have a friend, Edward, and he and I have become very close over the last couple of years. We're trying to be, like, best friends until we decide to do something differently and take it slow. And it's getting a little bit more heated up, but I just wonder what you see, because he lives in another state.
So... Your question, let me clarify your question. You want to know what the future holds with this relationship? Or
yes.
Yes. Okay. So
with Cindy and Ed.
Cindy and Ed is his name?
Edward. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do my tossing the coins. I'll be back in a second there.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a reading while Rusty
okay.
is doing that. Very first thing I'm hearing is be so very grateful that you've had this amazing friendship, and you guys are both kind of afraid of taking it to the next level because what you have is so special and unique. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what the I Ching says, but what I see is that you have grown spiritually in this relationship, and that's really what I see is the next step, is to meditate more, to even attend conferences, to read books, to have, I just see you two having amazing discussions about spirituality, and, I mean, is this already happening?
This is already happening.
Okay, because I'm like, gosh, this feels like it's already here.
We're total spiritual partners.
Oh, I know. I can see this. And you've got Goddess Nut, who's one of the Egyptian goddesses, all around you, saying that the more you open your arms and look up at the sky at night and just realize how connected you are to the ancient mystery schools, you're going to really just, you know, I see your desired outcome will occur in the very near future. This relationship is shifting. You just have to have patience and know that it's unfolding. And then you've got Goddess Lakshmi here. And Goddess Lakshmi is on the cover of the August issue of Spirit Seeker. So I mean, do you know much about Lakshmi?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's Goddess, I would suggest you write it down, is Lakshmi, L-A-K-S-H-M-I. She's the goddess of abundance, but it's not always financial. Most of the time it is financial. She's always got money around her, but it can also mean great blessings. And she brings, like, just blessings in ways you can't expect sometimes. And she is saying to you right now, stop worrying.
Okay.
Everything's going to be fine. Okay, so Rusty, are you ready?
I will be ready in just a second. You have come up with two hexagrams, and so that means that there is a present time and a future time for this relationship. The first hexagram is hexagram number 5, and that hexagram is called calculated waiting. Believe it or not.
That's what I feel like I'm doing.
Well, that's what the I Ching is telling you you're doing. And it does have three changing lines. And what the calculated waiting, you've been in this period for a while. It says that you're in a period of calculated waiting, and this time must pass before the cosmos can address your itself to your needs. And many areas are undergoing significant change. There's a lot of shifting of and generating of new ideas. Animosities are appearing. Alliances are forming. Systems are breaking down. Collective causes are being organized. Lots of change has been going on during this period of time that you've been waiting for this relationship or waiting to take this relationship further. And that which you desire is caught up in this change. It has been kind of a dangerous time because you aren't sure which way things are going to go, which way they could go, how they're going to go, because things have really not been under your control. You may be facing some kind of threat or awaiting the outcome of a decision that could greatly affect you, and you've been kind of confused, and basically you've been in a holding pattern. Does that sound correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, so
huge changes, everything, all of it.
Okay, so you've taken an external approach to your inner development, kind of like what yoga can be. You know, when we do a yoga practice, it's an external approach, but what we are doing is an internal. We're not only exercising with our body; we're exercising with our mind as well. So you're become very disciplined during this period of time, and so but you're waiting. So let's see what the changing lines do. First of all, it says do not become agitated by your sense of impending problem. Live your life as normally as possible, and do nothing out of the ordinary. If there is a problem, it exists in the future. Acknowledging it now could diminish your strength. Now that's the first line. The second line that changes is a little more significant. What you propose to do will bring difficulties into your life. Furthermore, you could become a victim of gossip. If this occurs, don't try to defend yourself, as it will only lend weight to what is otherwise insubstantial. Success will eventually come. Now, the third line that I'm going to read to you is the most important one. Because of premature action on your part, inspired perhaps by anxiety, you will leave yourself open to attack. This situation is truly difficult because you are vulnerable. Only extreme caution will protect you. So basically, this is, you've been in this calculated mode for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it does move to a future. You're not stuck in this hexagram. You're moving to hexagram number 8, and that hexagram is called unity, which is called holding together. I consider this one of the positive hexagrams that when I receive this hexagram myself, I see it as a very positive hexagram, and it's because people come together and they're holding together, and they come together. Whether it's a community, people are bonded together with language, order, tradition. It's the foundation for progress and success. So it appears to me that this relationship, that you are going to come together and you are going to hold together in some sort of unity together. So unity takes place when an opportunity is first arise. There are important experiences in the development of character. And interpersonal affairs look both within the relationship for unity and beyond it for its meaning within society. There's a time for exclusivity and a time for social unity and productivity. It also has another equally important aspect. It may be that the opportunity has presented itself for you to become the leader of unity, to gather the members of society together, to influence them, to advance them. Keep in mind that this position requires great responsibility, virtue, and true sense of purpose. So the I Ching regards this role as one that's very important as well. So it's a matter of bringing people together, either be the leader of this group, pull it together yourself, and do the initiation of it. But it looks like there is going to be unity there in the future somewhere.
Great.
Oh, yeah, so you guys are going to a whole new level. You can just feel it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're right on the cusp. I mean, for 2 years we've just been, you know, just trying to take it easy, and it's just getting more intense and more intimate, and it's just, but he's far away, and we're just trying to work through that, and he's healing, and I've let him go to heal. And I had to, like, let him go. And I gave him that time, like, a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. And he needed that time, and now he's coming around. And it's just really, really beautiful, really.
Well, and what intimacy means is into me, see, and love every crack and corner of every part of me. It's like, into mm-hmm. me, see. And, you know, and to start off with this deep level of friendship is just pretty amazing. Most people skip that step.
Yeah. You know, we've learned through spirituality that if we don't find, you know, our wholeness before we come together, then it'll just be harder for us to, you know, make it a safe place to show our, you know, weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we've learned that, we're showing our weaknesses to each other and learning so much through them and, you know, looking at them in a really beautiful way instead of, you know, fearful or scared way,
mm-hmm.
or judgmental, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like the approach to take it.
Yeah, it wasn't initiated by me. It was initiated by him. He needed the time, but it's been, you know, really hard for me because I'm an impatient person. and I told him a year and a half ago that I absolutely was in love with him and, you know, wanted him to come to me, and he was just not ready. He said he'd, you know, wanted to honor the person that he was with and be whole before he got there. So.
Well, I feel like you're being helped. I just see angels and different helpers around both of you. And this is very, very being very lovingly orchestrated by a lot of powers that you cannot necessarily see, but you're both very surrounded with love. And, you know, Rusty, I mean, is there anything else you want to add? I mean, I think that reading was very, very
awesome.
Right on.
Yeah, and that's a very unique reading, both of yours.
Well, I think that the I Ching is, to boil it down to just a few sentences, I think the I Ching is saying to you that you have been in this holding pattern for a while, that you've had to really hold back and be patient, and it can be a very dangerous time to you know, to lose your patience during a period of calculated waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me that there will be a breakthrough and an opening with this second hexagram that you have received. And it is a very positive one. After doing this for 21 years, I know which ones, when I see certain hexagrams, it's really a good message from the universe that I'm on my harmonious path and I'm living in cosmic order. And hexagram 8 is one of those. When I see it, that I get, it's a message that you are on the right track.
And would that be fall in line with that hexagram being that we may be, you know, destined to be together? That it was immediate when it was like we knew each other the minute we were together.
Yes, I have no idea what your destiny is with this man, but it looks like it may be a nice one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know I feel like I spent a couple of lifetimes living already, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, you have, you know, it's your guides are compatible with his guides. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I've never thought of that.
Well, I'll tell you, whenever that happens, it's amazing what can happen. So, I mean, you guys are spiritual students and teachers at the same time. You're teaching one another. You're wonderful mirrors for each other, and he has taught you patience,
mm-hmm.
and so you have curbed your impatience, and through that, you've deepened with your intimacy with this man and vice versa. You're very good mirrors for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
just enjoy and really, you know that it's all in divine order.
Just open up and allow yourself to accept whatever comes.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes, but I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Well, Cindy, thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was wonderful validation, both of you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right. It looks like we have a chat room request.
Okay.
We have a Jennifer that is in the chat room currently.
Okay.
And her question for I Ching and, of course, Cindy Meyer is, where should I go with my spiritual development?
Okay, and what is the name? Did you
Jennifer?
Say Tracy? Oh, Jennifer, I'm sorry, okay.
Yeah,
Jennifer is her name.
She wants to know where she should go with her spiritual development, or what the next is?
Yes.
Okay, is that specific enough, Rusty, for you?
I'm going to try.
Okay, all right. Okay, and I am tuning.
I'll see if she can be more specific.
No, I think it's good. I mean, are you okay, Rusty?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
If my cat will stop meowing.
Well, Miss Jennifer, you've learned the art of compassion, and that's really what I see. You're still learning it. You're learning about true love, and you're learning to pray, and that's your next step. I mean, a lot of times people forget to pray, and, you know, there's that whole thing, I'm not real good with the Bible, but I know enough that, you know, sometimes I get it partially right, but, you know, knock on the door we opened, but you almost have to, like, pray in order for your request to be heard, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways of praying, but what I hear for your spiritual development is to really focus on love within all things and all people, and that's where Kuan Yin, I would learn everything you can about Kuan Yin if you're not already aware, because she's working with you on many levels in your life. And Kuan Yin is a bodhisattva, which means she had reached a state of enlightenment where she didn't have to stay on the earth plane any longer. She could have been an ascended master like Saint Germain and, you know, many of the other ascended masters that work from the other side helping us on the earth plane. But she said, no, I know I can do that, but I want to stay on the earth plane until everyone else reaches that state of enlightenment too. So she's the compassionate Buddha is what I like to call her, although she is, like I said, a bodhisattva. And I would just learn everything you can about her. I would have a statue of her around you. She's always shown with a vessel outpouring her love and her compassion. And it just really feels like that's your next step in your spiritual development.
And she replies from the chat room to Cindy, yes, I am familiar with her, and she is with me.
Oh, God. I just got goosebumps and I want to cry because she does. She opens your heart in ways that, I mean, I know she's one of my guides. Whenever I do all my readings, I always give thanks. And when I came home from my trip, my assistant, Rich, I cannot believe this. Her head had fallen off. It somehow it happened. And he glued, I have several Kuan Yins, but he had glued her head on, and I was greeted with that. And then when I was in Egypt in 2008, I bought this beautiful statue, and they packed it, and they just didn't pack it very well, and it was broken. And he totally repaired it, and it shows the healing table where they're doing hands-on healing on, you know, in Egypt way back when. And so, you know, Kuan Yin's all around me, and, you know, I use sound healing in working with clients, and all of that comes from the ancient temples in Egypt. So sound healing was always done back in that time. And so, yes, I do, Jennifer, I see Kuan Yin all around you, and I just feel like she's going to take you to a new level in compassion and love.
Yeah, she has a statue, she says.
Oh, good. Okay, so Rusty, are you ready to give the I Ching reading?
Yes, I did. Well, I did the I Ching, and I asked the I Ching what the next step is for Jennifer's spiritual development. What it came up with was hexagram 34. There is no change, but hexagram 34 is a very powerful hexagram, and meaning it means great power, literally. That's what it means. Whenever I receive this hexagram, I always feel like, yes, I am on the right path. So, Jennifer, I don't know what kind of spiritual path you have taken, or it sounds like you are doing the things that Cindy is recommending already. And what the I Ching is really saying to you is that whatever you're doing is correct. The path that you've been on is the correct one for you. Great power, when it befalls a person, is a true test of character. You have been in the process of going down this path, and you've learned a lot, and you have let go of a lot of your ego. You're just into a spiritual way of living right now. So there's different ways of acquiring and using power, and one that leads to true greatness and enduring influence. And so it sounds to me that all of those things that you're doing are the correct ones. And just to keep it up. Now, when a hexagram doesn't change, what there is a little bit at the bottom that of each reading that I'm going to read to you. This is the significant information. When you receive this hexagram without change, you must devote yourself to establishing harmony between yourself and traditional ideals. Adhering to these ideals will center you, regardless of your opinions of conventional values. This is absolutely necessary in order to give your great power the correct thrust, the thrust out of and beyond what may be a stifling situation. So, just keep doing what you're doing, basically. Keep following the path that you're doing, whether it's meditating or listening to music or prayer or participating in a community of some sort. This is the correct path for you to be on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a nice compliment.
She says, okay, yes, great. Exactly.
Well, that's good. Because sometimes I get these ambivalent, when I don't know somebody, I get a reading and I want to understand if it makes sense to them because I don't know sometimes. So that's good to hear.
Okay.
All right. And it looks like we have another listener who has a question as well.
All right.
Is this from the chat room?
Let's see here. Person's name. I'm looking for it. Thank you. Is my idea of starting a home business a good one? And her name is Semawa.
What
how do I spell that?
Semywa.
Y-W-A. And she wants to know if she should start a home business?
She says, is my idea for starting a home business a good one?
And her name is Simia.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Simiwa.
Is it
Samuel Edward Michael,
okay.
Yates with P Alpha.
All right. I've got it. I'm going to talk
Okay, so here's what I got. Yes, you're waking up. You're finding your passion. You got Goddess Pele all around you, who is the Hawaiian goddess of awakening. And, you know, she's always shown with a volcano erupting. So it's like, and the reason it's about divine passion is whenever you have Goddess Pele, everything is just, you know, expansive. And, you know, the Hawaiians call the rest of us the non-breathers. So this is real important for you to hear. When you breathe, and most people forget to breathe. I mean, I'm a breathwork coach. I've trained people to do breathing since 1992. And when you breathe fully like that, you're breathing in new opportunities and you're letting go of anything that doesn't belong anymore. And 70% of the detoxification of the body happens through your breathing. Most people don't get it. So the thing for you right now is to make a note of it. Like, you've got so many ideas for this new business, and you've got all these ideas, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't see what it is, but what I see is several things. The key for you is, number one, to make notes and actually do a business plan. And if you haven't done so already, and, you know, I don't know what part of the country you're in, but most junior colleges have a thing with the Small Business SBA, Small Business Association, and they have classes where you actually learn how to, you know, write a business plan, and this must be treated as a business is what I keep hearing. It can't be like, I think I'm just going to try this, because if you just, oh, I think I'll just do this, it's not going to be as successful as if you really treat it as a business, register the name, get the I see you getting a business, you know, a number for the business. You know, what do they call that? I forget. The federal tax ID number, all of that stuff. And I see you doing career interviews with people who are in a similar industry, maybe not in your city. There's someone who will help you and mentor you if you really get clear on this. But if you just kind of come at it like, well, I'm thinking about doing this, it's not going to be as well as if you say, I'm thinking about it, and I feel like this is the right path, and I've been studying this, and then you'll have the right questions to answer. The other thing is that I'm seeing you changing so very much, and that's why all these ideas are coming. This is a time of tremendous change, and don't be surprised if what you thought about even 2 weeks ago has already evolved into something else. But caution is warranted. There's something about timing, and maybe Rusty can get that with the I Ching, but I see that you don't want to just do this right. You want to get all the pieces in place before you just, you know, totally dive into this. And then the other thing is that you must work with your thoughts. There's a part of you that doesn't quite believe you can do this. And Archangel Michael's here saying you must have crystal clear intentions. So I think that's why I'm hearing do the business plan, because then you're going to see it mapped out on how you're going to do this. So does this make sense?
Well, yes. And I actually wasn't really sure how to ask this question, so I asked the I Ching, please advise what the future holds for Simia if she starts a home business. Now, I'm not sure if that's the correct question she had in her mind, but that's the one that I asked. And I did come up with two hexagrams. So she does have a present time, and then she does have a future time as well. The first one that showed up was hexagram 13, and that hexagram is all about community. It is actually called community. And community, I think what Cindy is saying is dead on. What you really probably should need to do is get involved in whatever community it is that this business is about. That seems to be very important, because we come together within communities to learn, to work, to grow, and this is what the I Ching says, that this is where you are right now. You are in a community frame of mind, and there is a changing line, and that would be the second line. And but this is, and this also is a very important message to you, and I'm going to read it verbatim to you. There is a tendency toward elitism and exclusivity. This creates limitations for everyone in society. Such a situation of egotism and selfish interest will bring regret. So perhaps you are involved with a group, or the group is involved with you, and there is some sort of ego activity going on that is bothering you, or maybe you're bothering them. I'm not sure which way it's going. But a Taoist way of approaching this would to be let go of your ego and open yourself up to it. Open yourself up to this community, or maybe there's something that you can really learn there. And so it also changes to hexagram number one, which is the first hexagram out of all 64. And it is called creativity. And it's all about the creative. It's symbolic of being in the first hexagram. It's about birth. It's about new ideas. It's about starting fresh. It signals a time when the fundamental creative power of the universe is available to you. An unrestricted outpouring of benevolent energy from the heavens makes possible profound progress for those who are consciously following proper principles. So I think following proper principles means that whatever's going on in the current time, if there's some ego things going on, let go of that ego. Learn to allow and accept and let go of the ego, and just try to go into a softer, gentler place and accept whatever is going on around you. Maybe there's something there to learn. Then that will propel you to go into the creative mode, the place where you can really start percolating, really starting getting creative about this business that you want to start. So,
well, she wants to start a community center based off of her personal property.
How funny. This is like right on, Rusty.
A community center, huh? Well, that's
teaching.
I tell you, the I Ching has never steered me wrong in 21 years. So the community center is where you're at then, and so you get that hexagram, and so now the next step is to get creative about it, and meet others halfway, and learn to be in the Tao about this. So.
And she said, amazing. Thank you.
Now do you see why I love having Rusty on this show? You know, and, the I Ching, I mean, it's ancient. It's ancient, but Rusty has spent, as she said, 21 years learning this. So, Rusty, how do the listeners find you for, because Rusty does I Ching readings over the phone. You know, she's in St. Louis. If you're in St. Louis and you want to, you know, work with her face-to-face, you can do that. But how do they find you, Rusty?
Well, they can give me a call at 314-862-5332. As Cindy mentioned earlier, I am the graphic designer for Spirit Seeker Magazine, and I am an educator as well. And I give I Ching readings. It's not my full-time job, but it certainly is one of my more pleasant occupations. So if people are interested in it, I would be delighted to talk to them about it. Just at 314-862-5332.
And I would really encourage those of you that were inspired by Rusty's inspiration tonight to give yourself that gift. And, you know, and if you feel, drawn to having a private reading with me, I love to read. I read for people in over 20-something states, and it never ceases to amaze people who have come to me, like, one-on-one. They're like, oh, you can read over the phone? I said, yes. And they're like, well, is that the same? Absolutely, because it's really opening yourself up to the universe to have the information flow through and be just being, you know, in right vibrational alignment with the universe, and just amazing. So you've heard, you know, we like to help. Rusty and I are both very caring individuals, and we just love to help people. And the way I started doing readings on the phone was I was sitting at my desk one day, and I said, okay, God, you know, I love helping people, you know, in St. Louis, but I want to be able to sit here and help people anywhere in the world. And what's fun funny, Rusty, I hope you don't mind me sharing this. When I invited Rusty onto my show when I first started this a few months ago, I said, why don't you come on the air? And she says, well, I've never done it on the air. I've never done it on the phone. And I said, Rusty, trust me on this. And you're amazing, Rusty. I mean, you're really good at it.
Well, thank you, Cindy. You inspired me.
Okay, so you can probably hear I'm jazzed up. I mean, I just 12 days by the ocean, and I went in the ocean every single day except for the first day we arrived when Tropical Storm Bonnie was there. But instead, you know, my daughter and I went to a spa day, and we were in, you know, this thing called a dome, which was far infrared heating, which I totally get the healing properties of far infrared. And oh, if you want to know more information, send me an email. The best way to reach me is just send an email to info@spiritseeker.com, and that comes to me, and I, you know, get everything there. And then to reach me, it's my office number is 636-530-7579. You can visit the Spirit Seeker site, www.spiritseeker.com. You can visit the Cindy Meyer site, but right now it's under construction, so you're just going to see like a welcome page, which is CYNDEMEYER.com. However, if you want to learn more about me, the Cindy Meyer part, you can go do a search for the top 10 psychics in St. Louis, and you'll find my page. And, you know, it's my old website basically on the top 10 psychics page, which is kind of funny. But at any rate, I'm just, you know, glad you were able to join us. Send your, if you like this show, send your friends to www.blogtalkradio.com/Cindy Meyer, which is CYNDEMEYER. And, you know, people can listen to all the former broadcasts. And, you know, I want to thank Nate for being the wonderful producer that he is. He makes all this happen easily and effortlessly. And but be sure and friend us on Blog Talk, and send me an email if you want to be added to our email list. And I don't sell my list. I do take advertisers, but they do not have access to my list. So you're not going to all of a sudden just be, you know, showered with all this other stuff, because it just doesn't happen. I honor your privacy, and, you know, I'm very much in integrity with that. Okay, so Rusty, thank you so much for being a guest. And
thank you, Rusty.
My pleasure.
And thank you for creating such a beautiful issue of Spirit Seeker. And once again, readers, go there and print out that color, you know, cover of Lakshmi, and put it near you, and let that abundance come to you. And many blessings. And
well, thank you.
It's a wrap. We'll talk to you next week. And I forget who I have on next week. Let me look real fast. I should know this. I like to announce it. Okay, next week is Beatrix Quintana. And she has been my teacher and spiritual mentor and amazing friend for many, many years. She's an author, a poet, a lecturer, a symbolist, a master of the tarot, and she works with new moon, full moon. So it's always fun when Beatrix is on the air with me. So that'll be next week. And then after that, I have psychic medium Jeffrey Wands. We'll be talking about his book, Knock and the Door Will Open. And then the last Tuesday of this month will be Jonathan Ellerbe on his book, Inspiration Deficit Disorder, which is one of the books on my desk. I will have read it by then. So thank you so much, and make it an amazing evening and a wonderful life.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Okay, good night.